It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. Well, of course, the big maritime news story here in the U.S. and even globally this week is the incident in Baltimore Harbor of the 1,000-foot-long container ship, the Dolly, hitting the Francis Scott Key Bridge at around 1:30 in the morning on Tuesday. You may have seen the video of this that is circulating widely across most media, taken by the Port of Baltimore from a camera that was aimed at the bridge and caught the whole incident. The video shows a chilling scenario of the ship's lights going out and on twice, and then the ship hitting a main bridge support and the bridge collapsing, even as vehicles were crossing it. The ship remains stuck in the wreckage of the bridge as first responders, including the Coast Guard, do their work. The incident, as of yesterday, remained a rescue and recovery operation. There were a few cars on the bridge when it collapsed, along with workers who were doing work on the bridge. The ship did issue a Mayday call, which gave workers a chance to stop some vehicle traffic on the bridge before the ship hit it. The ship's crew are all safe. The situation is evolving rapidly, so there could be more information available by the time you hear this show. But here's what I knew as of yesterday afternoon when I put this show together. The ship was traveling at about 8.5 knots, a normal speed for that area for a cargo ship, in the channel. As the ship approached the bridge, electrical power went out on the vessel twice, which you can see watching the video, because the ship goes completely dark, then power comes back on, and then it goes out again, and comes back on again. This interruption in power may have caused the ship to lose the ability to steer. They immediately issued the Mayday call and put out at least one anchor to try and stop the ship, and may have tried to use their engines to slow the vessel once the power came back on. The ship ended up slowly veering out of the channel and striking a main bridge support, causing the bridge to collapse. The incident leaves numerous cargo ships trapped in the Port of Baltimore for the time being, and other ships anchored on the seaward side of the bridge, waiting to come into Baltimore. The ships that can leave are being diverted to other ports. This situation has a lot of potential ramifications for cargo and transporting goods and the effects on local traffic with the big bridge out. So I have, of course, been reading and looking at a lot of media trying to get a grasp on this situation. And a big question in a lot of interviews has been, why did the bridge collapse and could that have been prevented? From one interview I read, this bridge did not seem to have any protective barriers around the bridge supports that might have absorbed some of the impact of the ship hitting it. So I'm sure that will be investigated. But the bottom line from structural engineers I saw interviewed was that when you have a massive ship the length of 3 football fields in motion and then hitting a fixed object, the mass and momentum there is just about incomprehensible for most of us to envision. And once the critical support of that major structural leg of the bridge was gone, the rest of the structure was destabilized and just could not stand the forces on it and collapsed. Right now, the Coast Guard and the NTSB, that's the National Transportation Safety Board, are both initiating investigations into what happened. And in about a year or so, we will learn what they find out about why this incident occurred. So now, of course, when anything like this happens, we are bound to be thinking, could this happen here? Well, from what I know about things that have happened here before, ships lose propulsion sometimes here on the Columbia or anywhere. The engines just quit. It's not a rare problem for ships. And pilots are trained to handle it as best they can. When a ship loses power or propulsion, marine pilots and crews go into overdrive to stop the vessel, usually throwing out anchors as needed and taking other emergency measures. So they are trained and ready for emergencies. But the truth of physics is that when a ship loses the ability to steer, it will tend to keep going in whatever direction it was going when it lost power. If it's in a turn situation, that can be very bad. But even without that, the ship will be at the mercy of current and wind and its own momentum. This has occasionally left ships temporarily aground here, but it hasn't happened that I know of near a bridge. Not like this, anyway. One well-documented incident of a ship hitting the Megler Bridge did happen in 1994, when a tanker hit the bridge after breaking away from its moorings at the Port of Astoria during a storm. The Keystone Canyon, a U.S. flag tank vessel, was blown off Pier 1, and after several failed attempts by the master to regain control and maneuver the vessel collided with the Astoria Megler Bridge and then grounded along the west side of the bridge. Two bridge abutments received minor damage. Now, I've also read anecdotal reports on social media about a couple of other ships hitting the bridge in years past, with no lasting damage, apparently. The million-dollar question, again, that is on all our minds is, could this happen here? And the answer, sadly, is it could happen anywhere. This incident, on the face of it, seems like a one-of-a-kind disaster scenario, the kind that first responders discuss during worst-case scenario tabletop exercises about what's the most extreme thing that could happen. Now, I'm certainly not a structural engineer, but I am married to one. And when Jerry and I were talking about this, he pointed out to me that the supports on our Megler Bridge are mounted on heavy, massive concrete piers, as they're called. And the ones on either side of the ship channel, where the ships go under by the Cannery Pier Hotel, are surrounded by a protective barrier that looks kind of like the crash barriers that you see on highway bridge abutments. I went down and took some pictures, and it certainly looks very barricaded there. So he thought that if a ship hit that and didn't hit the metal structure of the bridge per se, it could deflect the impact. Now, would that protect our bridge from a collision with a ship? When I compared this with the Baltimore Bridge, it did not seem to have the same setup there. Now, I imagine we will hear all of this analyzed in depth as the investigation continues. Based on history, the chances of this happening here are remote. If it's any comfort, and I think it should be, I can say this, that the day-to-day reality for us here on the Columbia is that every day, 24/7, consummate professionals on all the ships we see here are guiding those ships safely up and down the river, day in and day out, without mishap. So much like clockwork, that we don't even think about it. They are trained for exactly this type of scenario, and I'm sure that they are thinking about it even more now. I'm sure that the horror that we feel about this is shared by every maritime professional whose job includes going under bridges on ships. It's on everyone's minds right now. One thing is certain, every scenario is different, and our maritime professionals have years of expertise, care, and experience on their side in any situation that develops, and they are all human beings. So I'd say, the next time you see a ship go under the bridge, give them a little grace and your best wishes for what they do, and say thank you for doing your best to keep us all safe. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. You'll find ship schedules and a podcast of this program on my website at shipreport.net. Ship Report podcasts also on Apple and Spotify. You'll find marine weather and links to ship schedules and more on my Ship Report Facebook page. Thanks for listening, and have a great day. Thank you.